You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. Son Jarocho is a style of Mexican folkloric music that's been growing roots here in California for at least 50 years. The music grew out of the historical mix of indigenous, Spanish, and African cultures in the state of Veracruz, which borders the Gulf of Mexico. It's often practiced at a type of gathering called a fandango, where the community shares music, dance, poetry, and food. This week, the 6th annual San Francisco Son Jarocho Festival takes place with workshops, concerts, and yes, a fandango. The theme this year is honoring the women of Jarocho. And right now we're going to hear from two women from the local group Dia Pason. Founder Maria de la Rosa and Cassandra Millspa brought their jaranas, small guitar-like instruments, to play a few songs and talk about their experiences in the Son Jarocho community.
My name is Maria de la Rosa, and I'm a performing artist in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I am an artist, a musician with Dia Pason. I am Mexican-American, so culturally there's music and the culture that we practiced growing up. I mean, it was just part of our soundtrack at home. We heard it all, you know, rock and roll or mariachi or cumbia, son jarocho. Actually being a part of the art form started in college when I connected with the Ballet Folklorico and started learning more about the specific dances. Once I graduated, I came back home to San Jose. I'm from San Jose. And right about that time, I joined a group in San Jose, Los Lupeños de San Jose. Not only was I learning to dance this stuff, but it was alive. I mean, there were real musicians, you know, and that energy around the tarima and in the room just doesn't let you go.
My name is Cassandra Millspa, and I am also a performing artist in the Bay Area and a Spanish teacher here in San Francisco, and I usually play jarana in Dia Pason. Son Jarocho is often played in different venues, but the fandango is the center, and it's basically a party, and it can be for many different reasons or different occasions. And the tarima is like a dancing platform, and it can be small or big or really big. That's kind of the center of the fandango. I'm not a huge fan of like the kind of music where you just sit in a chair and watch like the symphony or something. I mean, I think it's beautiful, but I like music where you're dancing or participating and people feel like when they come that they can jump in and be part of what's being created.
I refer to Dia Pason as a collective because it's never the same group of artists. This kind of music is very improvisational, and it's a folk community music, and it's very similar to a lot of other roots musics, things like bomba en plena in Puerto Rico, or a blues jam session, or a jazz jam session. The way that people participate in this music, they all know the same basic set of music, and so it can be, it's pretty flexible and organic on how we can put things together.
This song is called La Carretera. For me, a song is a song from the Son Jarocho tradition. It's a song that is always in movement and change and has a structure, yet is different every time it's played.
La carretera is double entendre. The literal translation is highway or road. But it also can refer to the a woman who is traveling that road. And so there's verses or there's lines of poetry in the song that talk about the curve of the carretera or the highway, or you could also say the curve of the woman's body. So it's like, you know, a double entendre there. In starting the group, you know, originally it wasn't ever intentional to be a woman's group, and it's not a woman's group. It's woman-led, and most of the time that we play, not all the time, but most of the time that we play, there's more women than men. When I first started playing the music versus dancing, there was a group of women that got together and invited me in to start teaching me to play, and they were feeling, and I was too, feeling being shut out by the male musicians. And they wanted to do a woman's only group and, you know, forget the men, we're going to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, you know what? I don't see that as the answer. I don't see that as what needs to happen. I feel like that it's very important to have that balance and that dynamic and those voices. This music is about a community music, and it shouldn't be shifted one way or the other. It needs to go with the moment and who those personalities are that are in that moment at the time. And that's one of the reasons why I like having it as a collective.
As a woman in Sonjado Cho, and I think in music in general, I do feel like many styles of music are male-dominated. And I feel like traditionally, from what I've seen and what I've experienced, there's a lot more women who dance in the Sonjado tradition than play, but that is changing. And a few years ago, I started playing guitarra de son, or requinto, which is what's kind of like the lead instrument. And I feel like when you play requinto, you come and you like kind of take charge, and you're like, I'm here, I'm going to declarar, because you're in charge of saying what son is going to be played, really. For me, at least, and my personality, it kind of goes against it, but I'm really trying to take on that role.
There's a conversation sometimes that happens about being, you know, authentic, and that means that you have to be from Veracruz in order to play the music or represent the music or teach, et cetera, et cetera. And we've created some new music that you can't really call a son jarocho, but it's influenced and by how we practice and how son jarocho happens. And that's a very, very important part of diapason for me. You know, I'm not trying to be out here saying I'm a jarocha. You know, I'm me, and I'm from the Bay Area, and this is our flavor. Son has always been open to that, and I think people don't really kind of understand the depth of that. You know, in and of itself, it is the product of three cultures. And it's always received influences from different parts of Mexico, from different parts of the world, different instrumentation. That's part of it being son and allowing for that flexibility and figuring out how all that comes together.